Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Inside MLB fans. It is my first episode since August 4th, 2016. So, I'm back 1 year and 1 month after my last episode. Now, you guys might be wanting a little bit of an explanation for why I took so long to leave. Well, let's just say life got in the way. Pretty much August 4th of last year was my Stand Up to Cancer episode. And afterwards, I was in Florida at the time. I live in Pittsburgh. My phone broke, and I was in Florida, so I couldn't get a new one. So we were in Florida until, like, late August. And right after I got back, high school started for me. And obviously that comes with a lot of work. And it was the beginning of the high school baseball programs, fall left and fall schedule. So my time was extremely limited for when it comes to doing a show. But I finally found some time, since now I'm accustomed to the schedule, to do it in the morning. So my regular time is going to be 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. if you guys want to tune in live. Otherwise, you can always check it out in the archives. But that will be my regular time. And obviously, since this is Labor Day, I'm able to do a 8 a.m. show, which is a lot nicer for me than a 6:30 a.m. show before school. But, yeah, so that's my explanation as to why I couldn't be doing shows for you guys for the past year and month. I apologize if that caused any displeasure to anybody. But, hey, I'm back, and I'd like to consider myself better than ever. So, without further ado, let's start talking about my favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And before we get into the bad, let's get into the good a little bit. Well, yesterday's win, Jordy Mercer, Starling Marte both homered, Trevor Williams, they won 3-1. It was a very nice win. And Trevor Williams, you know, he danced to the figurative raindrops for 7 innings. He was given a 1-0 lead on a Jordy Mercer home run. The Pirates added a couple more late and came away with a 3-1 win over the Reds yesterday. And a second straight, previously a very serious victory with Cincinnati. The Pirates really have not been doing well against Cincinnati this season. I mean, if you just think you flipped that season series against the Reds, imagine where this team would be right now, even though the Pirates have won 5 the last time again. Williams, he allowed 8 hits in his 7 innings, but he started runners in scoring position in 5 of those innings, including each of the first 4. He struck out 5 and he walked 1, holding the Reds scoreless. And Trevor Williams, boy, oh boy, has he been good this season, especially his last 3 starts. You look at this start, 7 innings, no runs. You look at his last start against the Reds, 2 runs. And you look at the start prior when he faced Rich Hill in a historic matchup, 8 innings, no runs. He has been the answer to the Pirates' prayers this season. After Jameson Taillon went down on the DL, the rotation really looked like a question mark. You had, obviously, Nova, who had been great, Garrett Cole. You had Chad Kuhl, Tyler Glasnow, and Trevor Williams, who was just being thrown into the rotation. And the night of Trevor Williams' first start against the Dodgers, it was bad. He had definitely had some nerves to calm. It didn't really work well with calming them, and he got lit up by that Dodgers team, which made it even more nice that he absolutely shut them down 11 days ago in the historic Rich Hill no-hit bid game. But, yeah, after time went down, it was like, what is this Williams guy going to do? Especially after that start, it was really questionable because Nova had been strong to that point in the season. Cole had been strong. Chad Kuhl, he had been up and down. Up and down, he had been iffy. And Tyler Glasnow, he had just been an absolute mess. And then you get Williams as a mess. And I believe at that time, we also had David Freese, Adam Frazier, both those guys were also down. and the team was just headed in the wrong direction, especially with Andrew McCutchen batting the way he was. But Trevor Williams, after that start, has been a very, very solid major league pitcher. He has been, in fact, one of the best major league pitchers at not allowing home runs. He gets the ground balls you need to get, and he makes the big pitches. He gets that. He may get himself in a jam, but he gets out of them more often than not, which is surprising because he is a rookie pitcher. And I still think it's funny how the Pirates acquired him. The trade for the Pirates mechanics coordinator, they traded him to the Marlins. And in return, the Marlins gave the Pirates a pretty solid pitcher. I'm sure the Marlins would love to have Trevor Williams back right now because they have seen how good of a pitcher he's been for this Pittsburgh Pirates team. And here's the thing. You guys may not have heard of Trevor Williams as this flashy, he's not a stuff guy. He does have an overpowering fastball. He doesn't have any of these special pitches that we all talk about. But he just goes about his business and he gets out. He's not a sinker ball pitcher, even though he does get his ground balls, because he can go upstairs and he can jam you. He can get those jam shots, which are important. But his hook is great. He has excellent command. His command is really his big thing, because if you're throwing in the mid to low 90s as fastball and you're in your 20s, if you don't have that command, it's not going to work out. But Trevor Williams has showed excellent command. His only real bad start this season, after the Dodgers start, obviously, came against the St. Louis Cardinals, where he just wasn't getting the calls at need. So he had to come up a little bit. And when he came up in the zone, the Cardinals took advantage. But I think you take the Cardinals games, you take the Dodgers games, they're outliers. And you look at this pitcher, right now he has a 3.9-something ERA. You take away the Dodgers and the Cardinals start, we may be looking at low threes, sub-3 ERA for a guy that really nobody has really heard of outside of the Pirates organization. And he was really, he started the season as a long reliever, and to be quite honest, I didn't really know that much about him. I know he came up in September last season, made a cameo appearance, but he proved himself in spring training that he belonged on the roster, and he is definitely making a case for himself to stay well in this 2018 rotation. And I personally am very, very excited to see this Pittsburgh Pirates 2018 rotation, because it has been extremely solid this season, and I feel like if we can get some of these kinks ironed out, this rotation could be one of the best in baseball. For starters, if you get Nova pitching like he was pitching in April again, come next season, he won a pitcher of the month in April. He was the best pitcher of April. So if you get having that command, getting those ground balls, those quick outs, I mean, he can throw complete games in under 100 pitches. There was a point in his Pirates career where he had more complete games where he had walks. Obviously, he's not at that point right now, but isn't doing well. It's because of his command. He leaves pitches up, he walks guys. You know he's not the Ivan Nova that we know when he's walking people. If he's not walking guys, he's getting his quick outs, he's getting those ground balls, you know he's good. And if he can be that pitcher the second half of last season, the April and May of this season we saw next season, he can be really special. And Gerrit Cole for next season, he is an interesting case, definitely. Because this season has been a roller coaster for him. He started off extremely strong. Then he went into like a funk for like 7 starts where he just got lit up. 7 earned runs, like back-to-back starts. It just doesn't happen by Gerrit Cole, the guy that won 18 games in 2015. This second half has been extremely good for him. And if he can be the Gerrit Cole of 2015 again next season, this rotation is looking all the much better. Then you have Jameson Taillon, who's also a very interesting case. Jameson Taillon, obviously, he started the season incredibly strong. and then obviously the cancer diagnosis. And I personally wondered how he would come back after that. He came back, he gave the Pirates five scoreless innings, and those five scoreless innings have really sat in my head, because ever since he came back from the from cancer, he's always not given the Pirates length. He has given the Pirates on average about 5 to 6 innings. He's not given them the 7 inning starts. I mean, in fact, he's struggling to get through 5 some of these days. It's because of his pitch efficiency, really. And if he's not pitch efficient, you get guys like Joey Votto, who saw literally 50 pitches off of him 10 days ago. But Jameson Tynan, he also went through a funk. He went through several starts. He had a start where he allowed 9 earned runs, I believe, the Giants, 10 earned runs somewhere else in there. And Jameson Tynan, he is a young pitcher, but he has had profound major league success. And to see him get rattled like that is just not the Jameson Tynan we knew. And I think it boiled down to one thing. It was command. When Jameson Tynan is on his game, he has that curveball command like nobody else. And his fastball command is obviously extremely good itself. But when Jameson Tynan first came up, outside his debut, what really surprised me was obviously his curveball. We all heard about the curveball, and he does have an electric fastball as well. You get that curveball and that fastball working together with the command that he is capable of, he can no doubt be the second or third starter in a very good Pirates rotation. And then you come down to the four spot for next season's rotation. And I think as of right now, I like Trevor Williams in the four spot. I think if, obviously, you take away the Dodgers and the Cardinals starts, and Trevor Williams has a very impressive rookie season resume, which if it wasn't for Cody Bellinger, as I talked about, Josh Bell. If it wasn't for Cody Bellinger, I think Josh Bell should be rookie of the year. But, I mean, Trevor Williams, he is honestly making a case for himself for rookie of the year. Even though he is 7-7, he has that 3.98 ERA. But if you take away the Dodgers and Cardinals starts, you're looking at 7-5 with a sub-3 ERA with the way he has been pitching. I mean, obviously, the rookie of the year is going to go to Cody Bellinger in Los Angeles. But just think that the Pirates had two very solid cases in a regular year, Josh Bell and Trevor Williams, the rookie of the year. I mean, next year is looking very bright. That's why I like Williams in the fourth spot of my Pirates 2018 rotation. Because I think he just fits very nicely in there. And then you go to the five spot. And obviously, Chad Cole, he went through a stretch of starts himself where he just couldn't command the ball, and when he did get the ball on his own, he got hit, and he got hit hard. But Chad Cole started the season off strong. He's been strong as of late. I'm looking forward to see how he does the rest of September as he tries to put a stamp down to be that five starter for the 2018 season. But I believe that Trevor Williams will earn himself a spot. Chad Cole will have a leg up on everybody. And I think there will be a five-spot battle between Chad Cole, Stephen Brault, and Tyler Glasnow. And possibly you can throw in guys like Drew Hutchison, Nick Kingham, Clay Holmes into that mix. Pretty much the whole AAA rotation. It's been excellent for the Pirates this season. And you go into spring training next season, and you just have these guys battle it out. I think Chad pulls a leg up. But Stephen Brault, he's getting his first start of the season on, and I'm interested to see how he does, because he has been good in some starts coming out of the bullpen for the Pirates. But he has been a little bit shaky. He has a 5.25 ERA. That's mainly because of the Cubs game where the Pirates lost 17-3. That's mainly where that ERA is coming from, because he doesn't have that many major league innings. But I want to see how he does as a starter. And obviously, Stephen Brault is a strong September. I mean, we could be talking about the Brault cool matchup for the five. And Glasnow, is going to be coming up after the AAA playoffs conclude. He's most likely going to see a start. And we'll see how he fares, because he was, let's face it, awful when he came in his first major league campaign. He just could not command the ball out of the first start against the Cincinnati Reds this season. He could just not command the ball. I mean, he's the classic case of the guy in the minors who you can throw the ball anywhere. These guys in the minors, they'll just swing at it. I mean, that's why his strikeouts are so high in the minors. But he has had a lot of walks as well. I mean, he has an electric fastball, upper 90s. He has a devastating curveball. But he needs to learn how to command it. Obviously, we have not seen him since he was sent down after Jameson Tyon came back and Trevor Williams took over in the rotation. I am very interested to see how Glasnow fares. If he proves that he learned how to command his fastball at the AAA level, then, again, you could have Glasnow, Brault, Cool, battling it out for the five spot. And then you have the cases of the other three guys in that AAA rotation who will be coming up after the playoffs conclude. You have guys like Drew Hutchison, who the Pirates acquired in the Francisco Liriano trade last season, Nick Kingham, and Clay Holmes. Now, I think the two interesting cases are Nick Kingham and Clay Holmes. They have no major league experience, which why September may be very valuable. I'd be interested if the Pirates are out of the race. They're only 7.5 back of the wild card right now. But if they are completely out of it, I do want to see Nick Kingham and Clay Holmes get at least one start under their belt. They're young pitchers, obviously. And you never know. If they end up doing well here, you could then add another name to the Glasnow, Brault, Cool mix for that five spot. And Hutchison, I do want to hopefully see him get a start as well. So the five spot in the rotation, I personally want Chad Cool to win it because he has got electric fastball, throwing it in the upper 90s. And I personally like Chad Cool better than the other guys. But here's the thing as well. All of those guys except one are right-handed pitchers. Stephen Brault is a lefty. Now, the Pirates have no left-handed pitchers in the rotation. It is Ivan Nova, right-hander, Garrett Cole, right-hander, Jameson Tyon, right-hander, Chad Cole, right-hander, and Trevor Williams, right-hander. And really, in AAA, their only left-handed starter is Stephen Brault. So, Stephen Brault is really the only left-handed pitcher that is within the earshot of the majors. He's starting on Tuesday. So, we are in early September, and the Pirates have only used six starting pitchers, but they will be used as seventh. Not out of necessity, but out of pure interest in seeing how Stephen Brault does. He will be the first lefty starting pitcher of the season for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'm very excited to see how he does against a potent Cubs offense. So I think he and Cool will definitely be the 1-2 battling it out for the five spot. We'll see how Glasnow does. He could easily be in that mix as well. I think those are the top three guys you have to watch out for that five spot next season. So, yeah, I mean, you get that rotation looking good for next season. The bullpen, I really think, could be good. It could be incredibly good. You get Felipe Rivera at the back end. You know, no matter what, for 2018, that Felipe Rivera is going to be the closer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's a given. He has been excellent, dominating. Well, he's had a little bit of a rough August. I'll give him that. He had a little bit of a scare yesterday, but overall, he is, without a doubt, hands down, the Pirates' closer for next season. Then you get into the setup guys, the 7th and 8th inning guys. Personally, I think next season, what I want to see is A.J. Shugel in the 7th and Dovydas Nevorauskas in the 8th. Now, you may not know A.J. Shugel and Dovydas Nevorauskas, but A.J. Shugel has one of the best changeups in baseball. I don't know the exact numbers on it, but people just don't hit his changeup. He doesn't have an electric fastball, but his fastball changeup combo is one of the best in baseball. especially coming out of the pen. And he does have a little bit of a nice curveball. Adobis Nebraska, he hasn't spent that much time at major league level, but he has impressed, for sure. He has a high-90s fastball, and I do like his breaking ball. He commands his fastball well. I mean, you get that high-90s pitcher, he's a perfect 8th-inning guy, or A.J. Shubel could obviously take that spot. But another interesting guy, I think, that could take over the 10th role is Daniel Hudson. Daniel Hudson was signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates this offseason to be the 10th guy of Tony Watson. And obviously that failed. Tony Watson now in the Dodgers was taken out of the closer spot after the Orioles series in June. And Daniel Hudson has really not been inconsistency is really the thing with him. He has had good stretches, but you still remember those games where he blows one-run leads, where he blows two-run leads, where he blows the game. Those moments stick out in your head more than those solid stretches where he was in lower leverage situations. So what I think will be interesting going into next season is how Daniel Hudson fares the rest of September. Two very good outings, one yesterday and the other the previous day against the Reds, where he has held one-run leads. I've been very impressed by that. And another guy that I think could take over in those roles is George Contis, who the Pirates claimed off of waivers from the Giants. He has been incredibly good with the Pirates in his couple of outings, but he's on the DL right now. As soon as he gets back from the DL, I'd obviously like to see him get some of those late-end situations and see how he fares. But I believe, personally, A.J. Shugel, Dovis Nebraskas have the highest ceiling, and that's what I want to see. I want to see a Shugel, Nebraskas, Rivero back in the bullpen with Hudson and Contos in middle relief. And I do want to see Wayla Bach, obviously, as a long leader guy. Now, the question is, who will be the third middle relief pitcher? Who's it going to be? I mean, right now in the major leagues, you have a guy named Angel Sanchez. He has not been very good. He's given up four home runs now in his first three innings. I mean, I obviously want to see more of him come September, come the rest of the month. But, I personally am not a big fan of him. Then you have Johnny Barbado, who has been good. I would like him in the bullpen come next season. Then you have guys like Edgar Santana, who has a unbelievably good slider. His slider is devastating, which gives him the highest ceiling, which could easily put him in the rotation come next season. So I think that last middle relief spot, it boils down to guys like Johnny Barbado, Angel Sanchez, and Edgar Santana. I believe Edgar Santana won that battle, but come spring training next season, that will be another positional battle to watch out for. And will be a very interesting one at that. So I'm very excited to see, because I feel like the offense this season has been really inconsistent. Let's be honest. When they score four more runs, they're like 60 and 17. When they score three more, they're 61 and 30. So this Pirates offense scores, and they're winning most of the time. But the funny thing is this Pirates lineup, when it's good, quite honestly, it does not have that many holes. It is a very good offense. Can be a very good offense. I mean, yesterday's lineup, yes, it does have holes. But the reason why it has holes is because Adam Frazier is on the disabled list. Josh Harrison is out for the season. Gregory Polanco is on the disabled list. Francisco Cervelli is on the disabled list. That's why yesterday's lineup it's not the Pirates' A lineup. I mean, you go through yesterday's lineup and you'll be like, yes, I understand why the Pirates' offense is not being good this season, because we just have guys that, quite frankly, don't have the experience. I mean, you go to the Pirates' lineup yesterday, Marte, Moroff, McCutcheon, Bell, Luplo, Diaz, Rodriguez, Mercer, and Williams. Marte, obviously, with a suspension. Max Morov, I think Max Morov is interesting because he has shown pop. He had a ball into the river a couple weeks ago. But he just hasn't had that bad average game. He batted second yesterday. He was 1-for-4. But he's going to get regular starting time now that Josh Harrison is on the disabled list. He's going to be out for the season. Now that Josh Harrison will not be playing for the rest of the season, you just have to wonder, how is Max Morov going to do? I want to see him succeed because he could obviously be another bench player. He can play second base, he can play shortstop, and he can play third base. I want him to be a quality bench player, and he has not been quality. He has been usually the last guy to come off the bench before the backup catcher. So I really want to see him do have a good September. As for the rest of yesterday, Joey Votto, if you remember, well, if you don't remember, Billy Hamilton started off the game, led off of a single, then he got picked off at second base. Joey Votto doubled right after that. And another bright spot was Scott Schebler. He also doubled in second. Another surprise moment yesterday. Reds pitcher, rookie pitcher, Sal Romano, he hit a ball, ground double into the notch yesterday. But neither Votto, nor Schebler, nor Romano came in the score, which was a main reason why the Pirates won. Reds have 10 runners on the team. Romano, he is a very good young pitcher. He more than matched Williams. He only allowed one hit through 5 innings. That hit, though, that's the thing. It was a Mercer solo home run to left field in the third inning, which gave Williams a slim lead with which to work. The Pirates say Chase Romano in the sixth. Catcher Chad Wallach, he picked up an error, crucial error at that. He dropped an easy Max Morov pop-up in foul territory before Morov smacked double to right. Singles by Josh Bell and Jordan Luplo, they brought Morov in for 2-0 Pirates lead. Romano walked Sean Rodriguez on the bases and was replaced by Kevin Shackelford, who got the home run here at Mercer to strike out to end the inning. By the way, Mercer, 13 home runs for the first time in his career, a career high. He has been excellent. I personally think he should be the Gold Glove in the National League. A very underrated, solid shortstop for this Pittsburgh Pirates franchise for a while now. Romano, though, he wasn't going to get this one in Mets yesterday. He struck out only 2, and he really didn't have that great of a night. He walked 4 and 5 2/3 innings. He got 10 ground outs to 2 flies, so obviously a good ground to fly out ratio. Pirates, they got the other one off of a Tony Marte, human center, off of Tim Allen. That's just his fifth this season. Second after coming off the suspension. So the power really isn't there this season. That gave the Pirates a 3-0 lead in the seventh. Eighth inning man, Daniel Hudson, he got around a leadoff single for a score 7, which is very nice to see out of him up and down season. The Reds got a run in, and they loaded the bases against Felipe Rivera in the ninth. Very surprising. Rivera, he issued a walk to Scooter Jeanette, his leadoff one. Then he struck out Eugenio Suarez and Schebler in succession. Pinch hitting Zach Cusar hit a pop-up that Morov did well to get a glove on, but he couldn't squeeze it and was charged with a game-extending error. I personally think he could have got there. I think Jay Hay would have made the play, but oh well. It allowed Jeanette to score from the second. Philip Urban, another pinch hitter, another rookie for the Reds, he returned an infield single, and then Billy Hamilton walked. Very bad baseball player, Jose Peraza, then won right back to Rivero, who tossed home to Eliot Diaz for the force out and the victory. Truya, that was the first game that ended force out at home since 2002. Pretty interesting. Votto was the only player on either side of multiple hits. He went 2-for-4, though each Red Star, except Wallach, got a hit. So Wallach, not a very good day for the young man yesterday. All right, thank you for tuning in to Inside MLB. My name is Benson Becker. I'll see you guys tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. Please listen to the show in the archives. Tell all your friends about the show. I had a great episode back. I'll be back for the long haul. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Love you.